Thankful album from Cleanse. I mean, Sophia, I need to buy just cause and record for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey there, I was wanting to file a new unemployment claim.
All right, ma'am. Give me 1 second while my system pulls up for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And may I have your social, ma'am?
Yes, it's 416-49-8515.
I'm sorry, may I repeat the last four?
Yes, 8515.
Okay, ma'am. Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Yes, my first name is Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-E-E. Last name, since I got married, I went about 2 weekends ago and got it changed. So my new last name is Stockton, S-T-O-C-K-T-O-N.
Okay, ma'am. Can you verify your date of birth then?
Yes, 0629-1998.
All right. Okay, I'm going to change your name in the system. Can you spell your last name again?
Yes. Stockton, S-T-O-C-K-T-O-N.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Mm-hmm. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? It's just the military?
No.
Okay. And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
All right. And what's your mother's maiden last name?
My mother's maiden name is Kane, C-A-I-N, and her last name is Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license, ma'am?
I do.
All right, was it issued in Alabama?
Yes.
And what's your driver's license number?
It's 877-8816.
Okay, and if you approve the benefits, you have two options to receive your payments. Direct deposit sheet, checking or savings, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after your approved of payments and the RFPs that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings card, recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. May I ask a bank you banklet?
Bryant Bank in Columbiana.
All right. And you're going to your checking, correct?
Yeah, I know what. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You want to go on your checking account?
Yes.
You have your routing number?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know you're ready.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. You can go ahead.
0622-06512.
I keep them 0622-06512.
Mm-hmm.
And that bank account number?
Let's see. I have it memorized, and then when you go to ask me, sure enough. Wow, I just wrote it yesterday. Hey, I'm sorry. One second.
You're fine.
Okay, I've got it. 1,612,805.
Okay, you said 1,612,805.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, it's 105 Garrett. G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Lake, L-A-K-E-S, Shelby, Alabama, 35143.
Okay. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
They're the same.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
It has not.
And what's your telephone number, ma'am?
205-728-8258.
Okay. And if you approve for business, you have two options to receive your payment. I'm sorry. I read that. Isn't it fair to verify your identity and file the UC benefits? You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one. Which of the following age ranges mostly matches the age of Trevor Garrett? Is he 22 to 26, 39 to 43, 55 to 59, 64 to 68, or none of the above if you're not familiar with that person?
22 to 26. We're twins.
Okay. And question two. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 828 Richard Porter Road? Or is it 629 County Road 129?
It's 828.
Okay. And question three. You're fine. Question three. Which of the following team nicknames is associated with the college you attended? Is it Polar Bears, Tigers, the Knights, Carlanders, or none of the above?
I would probably say none of the above. I went to Jeff State Community College for like one class. But I don't know what theirs is.
Their mascot.
Yeah.
Okay, you're fine. And did you file for... Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I was just saying, I would think none of the above.
None of the above, okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Not within the last 12 months. I think the year prior to that, towards the middle of, 2020, COVID started. Mm-hmm. I did partial unemployment for one or two times. I think I filed that like 1 or 2 weeks out of that year.
It was in Alabama though, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you did not file in another state within the last 12 months?
Correct.
Okay. And do you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States? Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And did you receive notification they have TRA certification?
I'm sorry. It's just hard to understand some stuff. What is that?
You're fine. I repeat it. Did you receive notification they have a TRA certification? It's just a trade arrangement allowance.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
Yesterday. Well, I went in this morning and then that's when they fired me. And I didn't know if it's like significant or if it makes a good or a bad difference. If it makes a bad difference, please disregard, but I am like 4.5 months pregnant.
Oh, you're fine, ma'am. You're fine. So you said yesterday was your last day?
Yes.
Okay. So when you do your weekly certification this Sunday, you'll be required to calculate your gross earnings. And you will have to key it into your weekly certification. And you can calculate your earnings by multiplying the hours that you work by your hourly wage.
Okay, like for the year?
Yeah, ma'am, just this week. Or last week. Okay. This is the most recent Sunday. Have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Do what? I'm sorry.
You're fine. Are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
And do you work for yourself?
No, I work for a company.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
What is that? I'm sorry.
I repeat it. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
And are you able to accept full-time work?
Are you asking, was that a full-time job?
Are you able to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for receiving a pension of the Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? I repeat it. Have you applied for or received a pension of the Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for or received work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Would I travel one way to a job?
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess like 30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$13.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
You're fine. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call? It just means do you go through a union hiring call to find any job, such as iron workers, carpenters, or anything of that sort?
Does it mean would I do that?
Have you went through a union hiring call?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, and did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Did they give me a date to return back to work?
Yes, ma'am.
No, they did not.
Okay. And what was your last job title?
Dental assistant. And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
For the lowest wage I would accept, should I put the last amount I was making?
You can. It's just up to you, ma'am.
Okay. If there's any way I can change that, if you could please put 15.
Mm-hmm. So you want the lowest hourly wage you will accept is $15, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You said that your last job title was a dental assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I've applied to some jobs already. It doesn't have to be as a dental assistant, if that's what you're asking.
That's up to you, ma'am.
No, it doesn't have to be the current occupation.
Okay. And what was the last income that you worked for?
What was the last what? I'm sorry.
Company that you worked for?
Oh, Columbiana Family Dentistry.
And do you have a phone number for them?
Yes. Let me look it up real quick. It is 205-669-6778.
Okay. Give me one second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, what city and state was the work performed in?
I'm sorry?
Okay, I repeat it. What city and state was the work was performed in?
The state it was performed in?
In the city.
Oh, Columbiana, Alabama.
Okay. And when did you start working for them?
In December of 2020. January of 2021.
If you can recall, can you recall the middle, beginning, or end of it?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Can you recall the middle? I mean, can you recall the beginning, middle, or end?
What about the beginning, middle, or end?
Did you start? When did you start?
Oh, the beginning. It was, like, I believe, the first day back after New Year's in January of 2021.
Okay. And have you received the SPED receipt and the following paper in time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working? I know you say you're fired. Why they fire you?
I told you I'm pregnant. 4.5 months. And I got there, how long would you say? 7 minutes later than, I guess, 12 minutes later than he wanted me there.
So tardiness?
Yeah, I suppose.
And what was the name of the supervisor?
Timothy Nettles.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem?
I don't know the answer to that. Is that a required answer?
Did you try to talk to him and try to tell him that you were gonna be late, or?
I told him what happened. I don't know if you have any children, but mornings can typically be a little challenging when you're pregnant. The routines can't quite be on, especially if you're sick. and he knew that I had been sick in the mornings. Actually, a month and a half ago, I was in the hospital for almost 5 days for being so sick. So, yes, he did know that I've been sick. So, the reason why.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
I'm sorry. For some reason, some things sound like muffled a little bit, so I'm trying to. One more time for me.
Okay, you're fine. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
He does withhold taxes from my income.
Okay, do you want them to take it out your benefits check?
Do I want y'all to take it out of my unemployment check?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a pen and paper?
I have a way to type something in.
Okay, that's fine. All right, you'll need to type in your PIN. Your PIN number is 1598.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to read your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim just finished also raised you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your application remained active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the career centers or log in at Alabama Works. That's Alabama spelled all the way out. WORKS. Alabama spelled all the way out again. .gov and update your online resume. If you do some maybe an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work in the active seeking full time where each week they claim your benefits. Unemployment claims can be set begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week can result in loss of benefits. If you file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file by the telephone number you call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet all next week. An information book will be mailed to you. This book will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you don't receive the book within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Natalie, have you completed your unemployment claim? Do you have any other questions for me?
So I should call on Sunday to resubmit anytime before 5 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, that's perfect. And do you know the amount I'll be receiving?
No, ma'am. I don't determine that.
Okay, I was just curious. It's kind of my first time besides the partial last year, but no, ma'am, I do not have any other questions.
All right, ma'am. What they've got, I will home cleanse. I enjoy your day.
Thank you. Oh, I did have one question. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead, ma'am. You can go ahead.
Should it, my first one, direct deposit this week?
I don't determine that either, ma'am. I just filed a claim.
Oh, okay. But since you did it weekly, that they would show up weekly. I didn't know how that part works.
You're fine, ma'am, but it does take 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim, though.
2 to 3 weeks?
Yes, ma'am. It does take 2 to 3 weeks, though.
Okay. Do you think it would help at all if I called to check on it more often?
Yeah, ma'am. If you still call, then it's not going to speed up the process. That's going to take 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Any
and
more
how
questions?
Will I, the one processed it, will they contact me?
They send a letter through the mail to see if you got approved or not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thanks for having me. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.